Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Thursday, the 14th of October, 2021, where in just a few minutes I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets, economics, and the world of business today. I'm Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 closed up 0.5% today to end at 7,312 points, led higher by technology stocks and to a lesser extent the big miners. Energy and financial stocks were the worst performing sub-indices of the market. Accounting software group Xero led the way among the large caps, jumping more than 5%, while Afterpay was up 4.5%. WiseTech Global, the logistics software group, rose more than 7% and is now 90% up on a year ago. It's been the standout performer among the tech stocks, no doubt about that, and is now a top 30 company on the bourse. Newcrest Mining led the gold stocks higher, rising almost 2.5%. The price of the precious metal is heading towards $1,800 an ounce on the back of global stagflation fears. That sent investors looking for safety, and gold has appreciated as a result. The best of the gold stocks was Perseus Mining, up more than 9% today. Some of the fund managers have returned to favour also. Netwealth said its funds under management rose by $4 billion during the September quarter, triggering a 16% jump in its share price. Hub24 added a record $3 billion in investor funds, triggering an almost 9% rise. The worst of the large caps were Suncorp Group, down nearly 2%, and Commonwealth Bank and oil and gas group Woodside Petroleum. They were both off more than 1%. The worst of the top 200 was online marketplace Redbubble, which said its gross profit fell by 34%. Due to a collapse in the sales of masks. That sent its share price 12.5% lower. And South32 agreed to pay $2.8 billion for a 45% stake in a copper mine in Chile. Its share price finished up almost 5%. In economic news, the nation lost 138,000 jobs last month, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, meaning nearly 300 positions have gone since lockdowns in New South Wales and Victoria kicked in. But thanks to a drop in the number of people looking for work, the unemployment rate only rose to 4.6% last month from 4.5% back in August. In COVID news, Victoria recorded a record number of cases in a 24-hour period, 2,297. But Premier Daniel Andrews said the state was still on track to reopen next week. New South Wales recorded 406 new cases. The Aussie dollar continued its climb today to finish at just under 74 US cents. Recapping Wall Street, tech stocks led both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 higher, snapping a three-day losing streak. And that's about it for the afternoon market report for Thursday, the 14th of October, 2021. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.